Welcome to the Sportscast, February 4th, 2022 AD. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Listen to our online digital radio. We are streaming 24/7 over radio. Also, you can download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS, and go to thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest on news. A lot going on from the Giants, John Elway, and things like that. Well, this weekend, they say there's no NFL football, but there is. The NFL Pro Bowl is going on this Sunday in Las Vegas at the new Allegiant Field Stadium. It is an all-star game, pretty much. But hey, if you get recognized, named to a Pro Bowl team, you're recognized on your Wikipedia page, at least. Anyways, join us all the way from upstate New York, a place that snows a lot, Rochester, New York. Chandler Krista, it's been a long time. Welcome back.
What's up, dude? It has been a while. It's been like a couple months.
So, yeah, it has been a couple months. Chandler, what have you been up to these past couple of months, actually?
Well, I mean, I've just started school a couple of weeks ago. Been doing that. I also hang out with my girlfriend a lot. Doing that a lot.
That's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
So tell me, your major? What school are you going to? What is your future career going to be looking like?
So I go to FLCC. It's a community college. I study hotel and restaurant management, and the goal is to be a manager of a hotel.
You're huge into hospitality. I commend you. You're sticking with it. I like hospitality. It's a whole different ball game. Not for me. I'm more of a web developer, sportscaster. But hey, we need people like you because the hotel business needs some help.
That's a fact.
Besides that, your Cowboys got eliminated a couple weeks ago by the 49ers. Tell us that game and also what you thought about the Cowboys this past season.
I mean, it was a very emotional day. It was very emotional. I didn't like that they went out like that, but I mean, it's typical Cowboys fashion for you. They go to the first round of the playoffs and lose. Like, that's just like what happens. So I mean, I've kind of got used to it a little bit. But I mean, I don't know. They had a 12-5 record this year. Not too bad, but like, I just think McCarthy has to go. He has to go.
Really? Wow. It's interesting. Most Cowboy fans I've spoken with, they've said they just want to keep him. Who do you want him to be replaced? Obviously, he's not leaving. There's no news of that. Like, they would have fired him. But who would you replace it with?
Rumor has it that Sean Payton might come in and coach them. He came out of – he retired from the Saints, but they think he's going to come back and coach the Cowboys.
In a year from now, not next season.
I don't know. Him and Jerry Jones are pretty good friends, so, like, we'll see what happens with that one.
Sean McVay has been rumored for a while. He will be doing, I think, TV appearances next season. So he will definitely be a cash. Still young, a lot going on. Only has won one Super Bowl. But he would be a good choice.
McCarthy just has to go, though. Like, I can't – like, you can't go to the playoffs and just lose every time. I mean, I personally think, though, this is a long shot. I love the guy, but I think Prescott has to go, too.
Dak Prescott, really?
Yep. He hasn't done nothing. He can put up all these numbers and win these games, but what's he doing in the playoffs? Zippo. He's won one playoff game. Joe Burrow in a second year has won way more than Prescott has in, like, 5 years. All I got to say about that one.
That's a lot to tell there. Now, the rest of the team, do you guys think you need more improvement in the defense, offense? What do you think?
I would love to see them get this. I mean, I don't know. This is just a long shot. I think they should get Jimmy Garoppolo or Aaron Rodgers.
You would get Garoppolo.
I think so. I think there's a chance.
I think he's going to be available. Rodgers, possibly the Cowboys. I've seen these moves where he's been predicted to go to the Broncos, but Cowboys could be a possibility.
See, here's my thing, though. I really wish the 49ers would keep Jimmy G. Like, he led to the NFC Championship game, but, like, they wasted so much. They wasted a lot on Trey Lance, so they want him to be the guy.
And to have a disclaimer, there's no possibility. I mean, there is no move for Dak. Dak had just signed a contract last year, so he's sticking around for another one or two seasons.
He's going to be there.
Yeah. There's no way out. Of course, you always get a backup.
This is just me and my fantasy. This is just me thinking fantasy.
Anyways, you brought up Championship Sunday games. What were your thoughts over when the Bengals beat the Chiefs and the Niners losing against the Rams?
Honestly, all I got to say, though, is, like, those, like, championship football was so, like, they were two good games. Like, good, like, came down to the field goal last minute of the game. Good games.
Very good games. My thoughts were, the first one was great. I thought the Chiefs were going to win after the first half, but people were saying, well, the Chiefs were leading 11 points that game back in game 17, and they lost, and it happened again in the playoffs.
I'm so happy though. Cincinnati deserves this. They deserve this.
Did you know Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have not lost a playoff game in college and in professional football?
They're legit. I'm telling you, they're legit. I mean, the one thing we got to talk about from being from Western New York though is how about the Bills and the Chiefs game? Did you watch that game?
I watched that game. That was probably
one of the best games that's ever happened in NFL history.
I think so. I haven't lived before 1985, but I think this game was a gunslinger, very basketball-esque type of game.
So, can I tell you what it came down to, in my opinion?
What did it come down to?
It just came down to the coin toss, the Chiefs getting the ball. That's all it came down to.
Pain. That's what Josh Allen said.
Because, like, do you think the NFL should change overtime rules where both teams, let's say the team scores a touchdown, the other team should get a chance to try to score too?
I think they should, and I think it will be considered. I agree. I really do think the overtime rules should change.
If you really think, like, don't you think though, if the Bills got the ball first, they would have done the same thing the Chiefs done?
Yeah. And I think they have that rule in college, right? Each team has a chance.
College does it where each team, they start from the 25-yard line and they just go at it.
Soccer-ish type of overtime rules.
Kind of love it that way, not going to lie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you have it. We'll predict the Super Bowl towards the end of the show. Let's go into the Pro Bowl. It's this weekend in Las Vegas. It is the first Pro Bowl back. It returns after a one-year hiatus because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Sunday's game will be played in Las Vegas at the newly built Allegiant Stadium. After completing the longest regular season in NFL history, the participants selected from the AFC and NFC were as deserving as ever.
Did you get COVID at all?
I did back in December. Did you?
Did you actually?
I did.
No, I did not. My girlfriend just got it, though.
Oh, sorry. Poor her. How's she doing?
No, she's been out of it for a couple of weeks. But, like, no, it was all right, though. She's all right.
All right.
She's a trooper.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there were because of COVID, there was no Pro Bowl last year. What are your thoughts over the Pro Bowl, and what are you looking forward to?
All I'm going to say is on Sunday at 3 o'clock, we sure will be watching it.
That's awesome. Okay.
That's all I got to say.
So this year, this Pro Bowls typically are a good – it's a good place – to experiment new rules
Do you want to know I think they should do?
What should they do?
I think they should add an overtime and just see how that goes, that whole thing, how it goes.
They should, but they probably won't do it this year, maybe next year, but I think that overtime rule might be changed.
This is just so stupid.
All right, so this year's Pro Bowl, they're there's going to be no kickoffs. They're going to use the spot-and-choose method.
So
the NFL has used the Pro Bowl in recent years as an opportunity experiment, as we said before. The innovation continues this year in 2022. There will be no kickoffs Sunday, with the winner of the opening coin toss, instead of having the option of spotting the ball anywhere on the field while designating direction or choosing whether to start on offense or defense, from where the football is at, designated spot. The loser of the toss will have first choice between the two privileges to begin the second half. It's called the spot and choose method and was brought forth to the competition committee last year by the Baltimore Ravens. With the player's safety always a priority, this rule could eventually be implemented for all NFL games.
I mean, I personally think the kickoffs are useless. I just think they're useless.
Why do you say that?
Because most of the time they end up just like it's a touchback anyways.
Yeah.
I say just place the ball at the 25. Just go for it.
At the 25, go for it. Start there. That's not a bad option. So this spot and choose method was created by the Ravens. We'll see how it goes. I like to see it. And if it goes well, which it might not be implemented next season, but probably two seasons from now. Kickoffs, I like it, to be honest, because I like to see those, you know, those receivers running in the whole field possibly and scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, but how often does that happen? Once or twice a year, maybe.
True. It's not as often, so maybe that might be not a strong reason to keep it. But yeah.
I mean, like if they want to do, like if they want to go for the kickoff, like I don't care. Like have at it. Do whatever y'all want to do.
Exactly. Now, do you remember the Desmond Howard kickoff return?
When was that? A couple years ago?
That was about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, I'm only 20 years old, Santiago.
I know. Before your time. All right. So that is the spot and choose method.
Here's the question, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
The question is, who are you most excited? Are you going to watch the Pro Bowl, and who are you most excited to see?
I'm actually excited to see Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, that dude is so. Yeah, yep. Did you see what Odell did to him after they lost? He was crying. He went over to him.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice gesture.
Yeah, I hate Odell, though. I can't not stand him.
So, Deebo Samuel became the first player in NFL history to top 1,400 receiving yards and 300 rushing yards in the same year. He was just.
He does everything.
Yeah. He was just as potent in the postseason, topping 100 all-purpose yards in all three games. But the beauty of Samuel isn't in the numbers. In the madness of his methods, he lines up everywhere, runs past, around, and through defenders like a student driver in traffic cones, and is a threat to take every touch to the house. It all makes him the ideal participant in an all-star setting. The case can be made that Samuel is the top skilled player in football. What do you think about that?
I don't know. He's one of my dad's favorite players. Like, I respect the dude completely. Like, he can do everything. Literally does everything.
So, people are saying that Deebo Samuel might have a great Pro Bowl and might be the Pro Bowl MVP.
What year is he? Is he a second year?
I got to double check on that. I think he's second, or you might be right. I can't see him more than 3 years here. Let's see. Deebo Samuel, 49ers.
See, I think so. Do you think that he could win Offensive Player of the Year?
He could. MVP? He could. He was drafted in 2019.
Oh, so, see, I mean, if he was rookie, he would have won Rookie of the Year. But where was his name last year? We didn't really hear about him.
I guess he was injured last year.
Okay.
He's from Inman, South Carolina. So he's a top skill player. He likes he likes to run fast. He darts, you know, through the field. So he's the big name.
Yeah.
People are looking forward to this weekend at 3 p.m. Diggs versus Diggs. Here's another point. This is the first Pro Bowl meeting between the Stark siblings. Beyond their blood relation, their respective games set the stage for the highlights galore. Assuming they square off on some snaps, Trevon Diggs is known for taking gambles, which will be a particularly risky proposition versus the technically sounded Stephon Diggs. The Bills wideout, which Chandler is very familiar with, had a career year in 2020, just as his younger brother broke in a rookie corner for the Cowboys. You know him? This year belonged to Trevon, whose 11 interceptions were the most in a season in 40 years. That's more than career-high 10 touchdowns Stephon caught in 2021. Any passes thrown their way are often caught. The question Sunday, Chandler, will be which Diggs will come down with them.
Obviously, you got to go with my man from Dallas.
Yeah, Trevon
Obviously,
Diggs.
I want to see him get an interception off him.
How important is he in the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, he's a huge play. He's their defense.
Nailed it. And how about Stephon Diggs for the Bills? How big of an asset is he?
Oh, yeah, Stephon Diggs. He's good for the Bills. Like, he's a good guy.
Who will have a better performance in the Pro Bowl, Stephon or Trevon?
Oh, that's a hard – I don't know. That's a I don't know question.
We'll find out.
That's up to whoever's – is anyone watching? That's up to who's watching.
You're going to be watching with your girlfriend. Okay. Well, that is one of the highlights for the Pro Bowl this weekend, Diggs versus Diggs. Also, there's going to be new blood at quarterback. Kyler Murray looked like the MVP through 7 weeks. Justin Herbert looked like a future MVP for the second straight year. Neither ended the 2021 season how they wanted, but their respective futures couldn't be brighter. Perhaps they'll take out some of their playoffs angst on the Pro Bowl. The presumptive starting quarterbacks possesses immense physical talents, share a flair for downfield dimes, and frustrates defenses sometimes with their legs more than their arms. And they're both under 25. The league is in a great spot as it pertains to young QBs, and Herbert and Murray are the two of the best examples. They'll be playing this weekend. Chandler, who do you like the best? What do you think about Murray and Justin Herbert?
Oh, I'm a huge Justin Herbert fan, of course. You got to go with the man, J-Dog.
How about Kyler Murray? How do you think he did this year? And how do you think he'll do this weekend?
I think he did good. I think he did pretty good. I mean, surprisingly, what was I going to say? My girlfriend actually watched a lot of football with me this year. She usually wasn't into that, and she was about it this year, so that was good.
That's good. Now, who do you think will have a better career, Herbert or Murray?
I think Justin Herbert.
Herbert has that potential. Who do you think will perform well during the Pro Bowl, Murray or Herbert?
I think they both have the potential.
They do.
I think they both have pretty good.
So, yeah, that is going to be the two starting quarterbacks for the NFC is Kyler Murray. AFC starting quarterback is Justin Herbert. Let's look at the roster. Oh, wait, hold on. And before we get into the rosters, there's more rule changes. The Pro Bowl will also feature a 35-over-25-second play clock instead of the normal 40-over-25-second clock. After an incomplete pass, the game clock will start on the official signal, except inside the last 2 minutes of the first half and the last 5 minutes of the second half. In a normal NFL game, the game clock does not start after an incomplete pass. How about that rule?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see how it goes. Another rule experiment during the Pro Bowl, a great place not just to see stars, but also to implement new rules. I still like the kickoff. I'm not a fan of the spot and choose method, but we'll see. I could change my mind.
I don't know, man.
But I do wish they showed this game on like Nickelodeon, though.
Nickelodeon?
Yes, because they showed the Cowboys and the 49ers on Nickelodeon this past postseason.
Yeah, that was just a joke.
I liked it, but maybe it's for the kids, maybe for
the
teenagers.
You watch it on Nickelodeon?
You can watch it on Nickelodeon. For the Pro Bowl, no. You can't watch on Nickelodeon this weekend.
No, did you watch the Cowboys game on Nickelodeon?
I did not. I was in a sports bar, and they did not show the Nickelodeon version.
You were at a sports bar. Okay, I see you.
So, all right. AFC, here is the rosters. Chandler, let me know what you think. Quarterbacks, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson.
Who do I think is going to be the best player?
No, those are the quarterbacks for the AFC for the Pro Bowl this weekend.
Yeah, I knew that.
Running backs, Jonathan Taylor, Nick Chubb, Joe Mixon, Najee Harris from the Steelers.
I like those ones. I think it's potential.
There's a lot of power there. Fullbacks, Patrick Ricard from Baltimore Ravens.
What about him?
He is in the AFC Pro Bowl as a fullback.
That's good, though, for him.
Wide receivers is Tyreek Hill from the Chiefs, Jamar Chase from the Bengals. Oh, no, sorry. He will not be there because he's preparing for the Super Bowl. Stephon Diggs, Buffalo Bills. Keenan Allen from the Chargers, and Deontay Johnson from the Steelers.
Good, that's a good lineup right there. You got
that's a good lineup. All right, tight ends for that's the AFC baseball. Pro Bowl team. Mark Andrews will actually not be there, but Travis Kelce will be.
Of course he will,
because he got limited.
Yo, did you hear that? You hear that Rob Gronkowski might go play for the Bills? You hear about that rumor?
I'm not surprised. He's from that area, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So that would be pretty cool, right?
I'll break that story if that happens. Offensive tackle.
Break that. You better break it. I told you first.
Deion Dawkins will be with the Bills.
Yeah, that's a Buffalo guy.
He's a good guy, right?
Yeah, he's good.
Offensive guards. Wyatt Teller from the Browns and Roger Saffold from the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh, I'm not familiar with those names.
I know. They're offensive guards. You don't see them every day in a commercial. Centers. We got Ryan Kelly from Indianapolis.
That's all? They only got one center?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's like the starting. Let's go to the NFC. Are you ready for the NFC? Here's the roster for the NFC Pro Bowl team. Aaron Rodgers will not be there. Tom Brady is actually going to be there.
For who? No, he's not.
For the NFC, I think. I got to double check on that. Kyler Murray will be. Kirk Cousins.
He's just retired.
Oh, my bad. Brady will not be. Russell Wilson will be replacing Brady.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you hear about – so let's talk about that a little. How do you feel about Brady retiring?
Sad, but it's about time. I think it's about time. How about you?
Are you a Brady fan?
I like Brady. I'm not like a Bucks fan, but I like Brady.
See, do you think that he was – remember all the speculation where people were like, oh, they heard on the media, like Instagram first, like, oh, he's going to like retire them. Like he said that was fake and stuff.
Yeah, but it was true. I think he was trying to pull away attention from the championship. I mean, he didn't want to get too much attention over the championship games.
He's going to be gone. Ben Roethlisberger's gone.
Yeah. Okay, so it'll be Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins and Kyler Murray as the NFC quarterbacks. Running backs for the NFC Pro Bowl team, James Conner from the Arizona Cardinals and Alvin Kamara from the Saints.
That's good. Those are good people.
Exactly.
What about Ezekiel Elliott? Where's Ezekiel Elliott?
I don't think he's going.
Well, that's not surprising, but okay.
Wide receivers for the NFC Pro Bowl team. Justin Jefferson from the Vikings. Deebo Samuel, as we spoke about before, from the 49ers. Mike Evans from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And CeeDee Lamb from the Cowboys.
Hey, there you go. He didn't even have that good of a year this year.
I know. Well, no, he had a good year. Yeah. Or no?
I didn't hear his name a lot.
No, I thought he had a good season. I mean, I think he kind of faded at towards the end because of injuries, but I think he had a good season. Probably. Kyle Pitts, tight end from Atlanta Falcons, will be the tight end for the NFC Pro Bowl team. Kyle Pitts had a good season. Rookie. The best receiver that the Falcons have right now. Offensive tackle, Tyrone Smith from the Cowboys will be there.
There you go.
Good.
That's good.
DJ Humphreys from the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals. Brian O'Neill from the Minnesota Vikings. And Dwayne Brown from the Seattle Seahawks.
There you go. That's a good guy.
Now we're talking. Okay. Offensive guards, Brandon Scherff from the Washington Commanders. And
yeah, how about that?
That team? It's all right. It's a safe name. I mean, I would have stuck with Washington football team.
I like that too, but.
All right. Finally, for the offensive guards, Ali Marpet from the Buccaneers. I've not heard of him. The centers, Ryan Jensen from the Buccaneers. I think he was the one that replaced Tristan Wirfs. No, maybe not.
Maybe.
All right. Well, that is your AFC, NFC rosters. What are your thoughts?
I like him.
I like him too. Good. You can't go wrong with Pro Bowls, right?
Yeah, you really can't.
You can't. Hopefully, it'll be competitive. That's what I'm hoping.
It usually always is pretty good.
So, you can watch it on ABC and ESPN. It will be a simulcast. Also, watch on ESPN Deportes, ESPN Plus, NFL Live on Yahoo Sports, and the NFL app.
Yeah, that's good. I'll be watching.
But you'll be watching from your couch.
Sure will be.
Okay. Well, it's
ESPN.
It's on this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. If you're bored, and I'll be bored that day, that afternoon I'll be bored. Watch the Pro Bowl. Pretty exciting. You'll see some stars, and it'll be in Las Vegas at Allegiant Field, so things should be exciting. Anything else, Chandler, before we head into our poll questions and predictions?
I don't think so.
All right. Let's go into predictions. Who will win the Pro Bowl, AFC or the NFC?
NFC, all the way.
NFC, it is. Give us a score line.
Oh, boy. The scores are pretty high there, usually.
Yeah. Right? Like 50, they're in 50. The 40s and 50s, I think.
54-49.
Pretty close. NFC wins.
Yeah.
And yeah. I know we're a week out, but what is your current prediction between your current Super Bowl prediction between the Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams?
Bengals all the way. They've already gone this far through the playoffs. They can do it one more time.
I got a feeling they're going to win for some reason.
Yep. I hope they do.
And they say Stafford chokes. He could choke on this one. We'll see what happens.
If they win, I'm going to buy a jersey.
You're going to buy a jersey?
Mark my words, no.
Okay. All right. Poll question, Chandler. Which sports team wears the red best? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Cincinnati Reds, the Detroit Pistons, or Liverpool?
Oh, I kind of like the Detroit Pistons. I like theirs.
Wow. Right now, the Bucks are leading 36.4%. Liverpool second.
I think it should have been Arizona in there instead of the Bucks.
It was between the Cardinals and the Bucks.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So Bucks are leading 36.4%. Then Liverpool at second at 27%. Third, Cincinnati Reds at 26.4%. And lastly, the Pistons at 1%.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. You could go on Twitter to vote at the Sportscast1 on Twitter. Chandler, what is the best way to reach you online? What's your Instagram, your Twitter?
Probably just reach me right through you. If people got problems or comments, they can just text you and you can text me.
Fair.
I'm kind of all off. I'm off the social media.
He's focusing on college.
Yep.
And his girlfriend.
Yep.
There you have it. That's a smart move.
That's kind of the reason why, though. Like, that's fine, too.
Well, you can reach us at the Sportscast. We're not off of social media. On Twitter, the Sportscast One. Instagram, the Sportscast One. And also go ahead and visit our website, thesportscast.net. TheSportsCast.net will be covering the Pro Bowl a little bit this weekend. I'm not sure we'll be live tweeting. We'll probably be live tweeting, you know, see what's up, some exciting stuff. But the Super Bowl is in a week from now. Next week is Super Bowl preview week. We'll be all over it. We'll be having a big show on Wednesday night. We'll see Victor, Aaron, and some other guests to preview this big game that the whole world will be watching.
Wow, okay.
Chandler might be coming. We'll see. We're trying to talk to your agents about it, so, and hopefully they'll come to agreement with us.
Yo, yeah. Yes.
Chandler, yeah, any so closing words? What was that?
Honestly, have you talked to my cousin at all recently?
I've spoken to Ryan, but about the Broncos and Elway, but I don't think he's your agent, right?
No, he is my agent.
Okay, well.
My girlfriend's my agent. You got to talk to her. Probably need to talk to her. She'll book me up.
Sounds good. That's smart. Anyways, any closing words before we head out on this beautiful Friday in Florida?
I wish it was beautiful out here, but it's snowy and cold up here in Rochester. So there we go. Have a good day, guys.
There you have it. And this was your update.